And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Rose. What up? Dome. I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check-in. Center stage on the mic. I gotta put it on wax too. We're Jalen Jacoby. What do? We get the people what they want. How much you think Beastie Boys would charge us for the putting it on wax?
Jalen.
Or Def Jam.
I gotta hit up Rosenberg.
Sometimes it's just so cute how you think these things work. Like, you could just hit up Rosenberg, and then all of a sudden, they'll be like, yeah, 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 it's cool. Like, you just get a text message and show it to the lawyers at ESPN.
I gotta tell you a secret. That's kind of how it works.
Oh, that's how it works?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
When you're willing to pay the figure that the person asked for.
Gentleman by the name of Nikola Jokic had a slow start to the season. He had a slow start to the season. So you know what? I put it on wax. I challenged him. I asked if this was your king. And you know what? He heard. He's like, oh, people starting to notice that I'm a little out of shape. People starting to notice that I haven't scored 20 points in 5 games in a row. Well, did you see what he did yesterday? Did you see what the stretch mark 5 did yesterday? 47 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. And here's what's most impressive, because they'd run the offense through him. Zero turnovers. 47 points and 0 turnovers. I don't think I played 90 seconds of basketball without turning the ball over.
Because he's going to try one of your behind-the-back passes.
Exactly.
He decided he wasn't going to do it yesterday.
What did you think about Jokic's big night?
So, you joked about his weight, but that's real spill. And the thing that is a difference now for him, you could tell by the arc on his jump shot. Usually, a guy that's his height, unless it's Dirk, doesn't have high arc on his shot as well.
He does.
Okay. He got a raindrop. That thing come down like.
The net doesn't move.
Correct.
The net doesn't move when he hits three.
Like an icicle.
Yeah.
And so now that he's in shape, he can cock that thing back and shoot it with confidence and let it flow. And the Hawks, they don't play defense anyway.
No.
But they decided they were going to let him shoot. They were going to live with the results.
And they did.
And so now all of a sudden we have one of the best centers and players in the league catching his rhythm and having 47 points.
Finally playing like it. Because this is the Jokic that we all thought was going to be an MVP candidate. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the Jokic that we saw in the playoffs last year. People might forget because the Nuggets didn't, you know, make the finals or advance that far. Yo, he dominated in the playoffs. But take me behind the curtain on this. It's not like Jokic didn't play basketball this summer. He played basketball all summer, so why are we just now, in the year 2020, talking about him being in shape?
You ready for this? When I played ball, and prior to my era, you know I'm born in 1973, I'm a lifer of the game. And older players will text me every time I say this, but it's a fact. There were times where they considered doing what I call working out, okay? Sometimes, based on the salaries back then, those guys had second jobs. The nutrition was different. You know, tobacco was a lot more embraced. Like, it was just a different world. Players nowadays are so very well conditioned. They train. It's 24/7, 365. So, decades ago, you could play basketball constantly, and it'll keep you in shape. Now, playing basketball is only part of you being in shape.
Not enough.
It's not enough. And if you think of 12-month cycle for a lot of these guys that are fortunate enough to play for Team USA or play for their country and stuff like that, you have to let your body rest some. And so now you decompress after you're playing with your home country. You come to the United States and the Nuggets like, well, we better start in a couple of weeks. And you're like, I need to rest. You know what I'm saying? So you're not going as hard as you're going to as the season progresses. This is one of the things I was talking about with Zion yesterday. When they say that they're practicing 5-on-5, you ain't really doing no hard 5-on-5 practices at this time of year because your best player, Ingram, just played 38 minutes the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot different.
So with Jokic, is this the player that we'll see? Is this the player that we're going to see? Are we going to see the same Jokic from the playoffs last year for the rest of the season?
I'm not that easy. That's my king. I've never wavered.
Oh, get you him never wavered once.
Get him, Joe.
You never wavered once.
Get him. Step into it.
You remember things differently than the rest of us.
Shall he check? Get him, Joe. On a post, 101, no double, and one. You know what I'm saying? Look at it. Oh, board work. Using this height, keeping the ball up high, not celebrating. This is what I'm supposed to do. My game is back. And so, yes, I'm still on the bandwagon, all NBA style of the Joker, especially a guy that's going to shake hands and kiss babies.
Do you think that he looks better than me with his shirt off at this point in the season?
Now he got you.
He got me now.
He got me now.
He's been working out a little bit.
You ain't got a cut. He didn't, per se, but he looked better without a shirt.
Obviously, the focus is going to be on the potential all-NBA player with 47 points and zero turnovers, but let's not sleep on some of the highlights that Trae Young has been providing us this season. And in this game last night, he had a couple like this one. Watch the Joker. Between the legs to Len. Nice finish from Len, by the way. Look at that. Little between the legs action. And this one I like even more. This next one, just watch how many defenders he fools with this one. Oh, I'm going to do a little of that. I'm going to go, between my own legs. Like, Jalen, what does that show you?
You nasty boy. You nasty. That the rules of the game have changed so players have more space to operate.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the game isn't as physical, so you could kind of do tricks like that without somebody hand-checking you or pushing you down.
Yep.
And it also shows me that Trae Young is the master with the rock.
Oh, he is.
He got that thing on a string, on a yo-yo. And for his size and at his build, for him to be able to navigate in and out of traffic and still be under control that way he did, but then still be able to get up off the wrong leg, wrong hand, wrong foot. Like that, that's so much practice. That's so much discipline. That's a guy to be in the gym. And also, Will Barton ball for Denver too. But Trae Young also, he'll dribble past half court and raise up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like it ain't close to who's making more 30-foot shots in the league no more.
Well, we have other news in the NBA, Jalen Rose. The 76ers won a game. The 76ers won a game. They had not won a game since Christmas. Do you remember Christmas? When you were wearing all those different outfits? That was the last time they won a basketball game. Richardson had 23. Ben Simmons had 17 and 15 and 9. Or 17, 15 and 8. What do you think about the production that they got from Simmons last night?
The difference wasn't Simmons. It was Richardson. First thing you said, 23 points. You got to get some guard play, especially from the perimeter, out of he and Ben Simmons. I've said over the last year and a half, I really love Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid so much that if they were isolated and you were building teams around them, I think that would be the better construction for them individually. Mm-hmm. Because think about this. Joel Embiid is one of the most talented bigs in the game. You want him to stay near the basket, but he has the skills to drift. Ben Simmons is the tallest point guard in the game and is a great finisher in the paint and plays point guard, but he don't play outside of the paint offensively at all. So it's almost like their strengths in a half court don't necessarily complement one another. And so when you get points from Richardson, hopefully they start to get Al Horford more involved. When you get buckets from Tobias Harris, it now diversifies their offensive attack. Because to me, you're going to need those guys, Ben Simmons, to put up those numbers every night. But you're going to need Joel Embiid to put up more numbers every night if they're going to win.
Let's just check in on Joel Embiid in this one particular play. You know what I'm talking about. He goes, you know, and it looks like someone comes down on him there. It's kind of funky. But then when you see the results of that, look at that finger, Jalen. Now, anyone who played a lot of basketball has had this happen to them.
Yes, yes.
And one thing, when that happened to me, I didn't play basketball for 2 months. He was out for like 3 minutes of game time and came back all taped up and played not bad. What do you think about the dislocated finger?
So first, for people that don't play sports, in particular professional sports, let's not downplay what you just saw. That ain't normal.
No, finger's not supposed to point that direction.
That's one of his digits. Now, for us that have been willing to sacrifice our bodies for the game that we love, it seems more like commonplace. So when I see his fingers like that, it reminds me of old school Bernard King. He used to buddy tape his hands. He used to jam his fingers all of the time.
Mm.
And so this is how we grew up playing the game. You would see that happen and people pop it back in.
Yep.
Ronnie Lott infamously basically had his finger removed during the game.
Kobe Bryant had a famous dislocation.
Yes. So it does happen, but I want to give Joel Embiid props because I see a more mature young man that's translating out on the floor this year. The ability to not only be productive, but his acceptance of criticism and his ability to embrace the expectations that they have.
Well, Brett Brown, before the game, talked about Ben Simmons and his shooting. Let's check in with the Sixers head coach.
And this is true. And so, you know, evidently I have failed. And it's something that we're all mindful of. And this is one of these things that is never going to go away. The attention that this has received is remarkable, but I guess I help fuel it. And, you know, I own it. Like, I got to help him, you know, find this. And most importantly, he has to help himself.
How about the fact that Brett Brown coached Ben Simmons' father back in the day in Australia?
It's crazy.
Just think about how things come full circle. So I agree that we should accept Ben Simmons for the player that he is. I don't think that this is a coaching staff failure. Now, coincidentally, we're having this conversation the day after Markelle Fultz, who couldn't make shots in Philadelphia, just had his career-high 26 points.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and got his confidence back.
I think it was
back.
25, but yep.
He had to go somewhere else to get his confidence. It's one thing if he's not making shots outside of the paint. It's another thing if he's not attempting them.
Well, here's what I think Brett Brown alluded to this. You know, because you know I'm a mentally weak basketball player. Right? And I'm not saying that that's Ben Simmons at all. But what I'm saying is, remember, Joel Embiid said something about it last week. Every time we talk about the Sixers, especially when they lose four games in a row, we talk about Ben Simmons shooting. And I think it's become sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy that he's overthinking it because we're over-discussing it. And it becomes like a vicious cycle of Ben Simmons can't shoot. But they're going to end up playing great in the playoffs.
But that's what happens in sports. Because first off, your job is to hopefully get better at your craft and definitely practice on your weaknesses, no matter how many all-star appearances you have.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the great players hopefully did each offseason, came back with something different. And a lot of us cheered for Ben Simmons when he made a shot in the preseason from three, because we thought that was going to be a trend.
And we'll see. You know what I miss? Where was that James Harden one-footed three-point shot from the summer?
What'd I tell you?
Where did that one go?
What'd I tell you?
Now it's time.
Heat check.
For News That Matters. Jalen, we've shown on this program actual footage from the military of UFOs flying in our very own atmosphere. Well, now we have Britain's first astronaut, first person in space, happened to be a female, from Britain, said this. Aliens definitely exist, and it is possible they're here right now, and we simply can't see them. Jalen Rose, how many of these stories have to happen before you accept the fact that we are living amongst alien life forms?
So let me get this right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that they're living amongst us right now?
Yes, right now.
Right now. So
right
what,
now.
I need some 3D glasses?
Well, they might not be made of the same matter that we're made of.
Okay.
They might not exist physically the same way
so
we do.
So you mean it was the microphone, the television?
Is maybe.
Is the cushion?
Maybe.
Like, what is it?
Maybe.
I know where they are.
You need to open your mind.
I know where they are.
Where they at?
I know where they are.
Where they at?
They're getting seasick.
Oh, God.
I know where they are.
Any conversation into a conversation about your hairline. Jalen, you said that Zion Williamson shouldn't play this year. I disagreed. Well, maybe this will change your mind. He will now be engaged in 5-on-5 scrimmaging at practice. And here you have him just, you know, catching some casual lobs. Jalen, it's like not even mid-January yet. And if he's playing 5-on-5, and he said himself that if it was up to him, he would already be out there. Don't you think he should play this season?
Jacoby, he had a surgery to his knee.
Yes.
Usually when that's happening, you're not able to maintain your conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Zion already is the third heaviest player in the league. The two people that weigh more than him are Boban and Taco Fall.
Not short human beings.
Both of these guys are 7-footers. And let me tell you some words that have never been attributed to them. Quick, fast, and athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all things we expect Zion to be on his body frame. I'm rooting for him. But you know what I want him to do? play a long time and make $250 million.
Sure.
What I don't want him to do is come back to a team that's going to the lottery and possibly get injured, and now all of a sudden it compromises his summer and going into the next season.
So you want him to get back in shape, basically, right?
I do.
Before he plays NBA basketball.
Of course.
How long do you think that's going to take? 2 months?
Possibly.
He's got 2 months, so that he can still play NBA basketball this season 2 months from now.
So we get so many first-year players that, for whatever reasons, didn't play. Blake Griffin.
But they weren't doing this.
Joel Embiid. Ben Simmons.
They weren't doing this. They were hurt.
Michael Porter Jr.
They weren't playing 5-on-5 in practice.
What makes everybody feel like he ain't hurt?
Because he's playing 5-on-5 in practice and he's dunking.
Because he's a freak of an athlete, so is Vince Carter still dunking. He's been playing 35 years.
So
Zion's going to be dunking when he's 80 years old.
Zion's going to play this season, and I'm going to get you to admit that you were wrong. That's what's going to happen.
So,
it's going to happen. It's going to happen in time, but it's going to happen.
So two things. I wouldn't be wrong if he played. I said if I was running the show, I would not play him. I would not be surprised if they put him out there for 10 games.
Try to excite their fan base. Mr. Anti-load management. Mr. I once played 83 games.
Correct.
Mr. If you're healthy, you should play. And then he's healthy.
Did he look healthy to you?
Yeah, he looked like very healthy.
Okay. So if you felt Jokic was out of shape based on the videos you saw, what do you think about Zion?
So Jokic got back in shape. I feel like Zion's doing exactly that.
Correct. And you were
he's
watching.
Getting in shape.
You were watching.
How long does it take?
You were watching Jokic take contact. He's not taking contact
How
right
long
now.
Is it going to take?
That's not a practice.
He's got 6 weeks to get in shape.
So let me tell everybody.
6 weeks.
We're using terms wrong. That ain't a practice. That's a workout.
Oh, that's barely. That's a publicity. That's
correct.
That's a publicity.
Correct. That's a warm up. That's a warm up.
Well, we'll see.
I'm rooting for the young
man. I'm saying if he's doing that now, come mid February, he'll be ready to play.
I want to cover Zion for 10 or 15 years. I don't want it to end early like what happened with Greg Oden. I want him to take his time and get 1,000% healthy before he plays.
Zion is a young star in the making. Luka Doncic is a young star right now.
Alvin is still have his job. Griffin still have his job. You still got to pay Ingram.
Luka Doncic had another 30-point triple-double. He had 38 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. Jalen.
Yes.
He has 11 triple-doubles this season. More than anybody else in the NBA. Yet, I don't feel like we celebrate him the way we should. Like, are we taking Luka Doncic's just magnificent play in his second year for granted?
I disagree. He's been celebrated. Now, he went from being a potential Western Conference All-Star coming into the season, depending on how well he played, because he was a fringe type of guy last year, to being must-see TV and unquestionable top 10 player.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
So that's that elevation came because he got himself in better shape. He continued to improve his handle and his decision-making. He always can knock it down from deep range, and now he's finishing at the hoop and playing through contact. We're not taking him for granted. Shouldn't take the Mavs for granted. From any day, they could be sixth seed in the West, depending on a win streak to number two. They've now put themselves in the conversation.
Yeah, they could end up at 2 or 12, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Correct.
Honestly, they could end up anywhere in there.
And shout out to Tim Hardaway, too. He balling.
Take a look at some of these numbers about these 30-point triple-doubles, because, like, just to put it in perspective, look at that. 30-point triple-doubles under 22.
Where's Larry?
He ain't on there.
Under 22. Got it.
Under 22. 30-point triple-doubles under 22. Look at that. Those are some good company there, Mr.
Yeah, some great company. And I'm not going to get into how much the rules have changed and why the game looks different. Because there will be a day you wake up and look at Kirk Cousins' numbers and compare them to Trey Aikman numbers. You'll be like, man, he was dwarfing with his 4,000-yard passing seasons and all of that. So, but again, I want to give Luka and Rick Carlisle and their organization all of the credit. But you know who we ain't talking about that we need to talk about? They're going to go there.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Correct.
Kristaps Porzingis. If you're going to tell me, remember I said they could be between 2 and 12? I know what Luka's going to give me now. Like, he's been very consistent this entire season. Kristaps Porzingis has been more up and down. So if they're going to be closer to 2, it's going to be because of KP. It'll be closer to 12. It'll also likely be because of KP. Well, we talk about the Lakers all the time. We talk about Luka all the time. We talk about the Clippers and the big stars, but there's something happening that we need to discuss. The Jazz have won 11 of 12 games.
We got the Jazz.
And 6 straight.
We got
Bojan Bogdanovic. Bojan Bogdanovic from the Pacers last year, picked up by the Jazz, 35 points. But not just that. Zero rebounds, zero assists, zero steals, and zero blocks. Jalen Rose, how is that possible? How is it even possible?
So,
and he's done this before.
So he's back in the league, so he don't have to be petty. So I'll do it for him. Carmelo Anthony should post this. All of the slander that he's taken for being a ball hog his entire career and not playing defense and being a ball stopper. Now, that stat line right there.
You played with someone who had a very similar stat line once upon a time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In a basketball game?
Mm-hmm.
What team?
The Indiana Pacers.
Reggie.
Reginald Miller. One of the only others. You tell me, I didn't play in the NBA. How do you not get a rebound or an assist?
I'll tell you how.
How?
When you can shoot really good. And what ends up happening in the half court, we just run in plays to try to get, he a Hall of Famer, dog.
Sure.
Single-double this way. Double down. Doesn't work. On this side. Player on this side. So by the time he catch it, he open. He firing. If we did our job.
And there was a lot of discussion about the Jazz really making a run at the Western Conference this year. They've won 11 of 12. And they're, don't let know, they're climbing. They're climbing in the conference up right around where the Clippers are. Could they host a first round game one of the playoffs?
So I said this into this microphone, and you know how we like to plant seeds about players. I want to plant another seed about a top flight talented team in the West. I'm worried about the Clippers seeding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about the Clippers seeding.
Mm-hmm.
Denver, Jazz, Houston. They all have legitimate chances to have records that are similar,
Clippers,
if not better.
Clippers have 12 losses. 12 losses right now.
And now all of a sudden you're getting the Lakers in the second round.
Jalen Rose, we have some breaking news when it comes to NFL head coaches. The Carolina Panthers, formerly head coached by Ron Rivera, are now being head coached by Baylor's Matt Rhule. What do you think about this move from the Panthers?
I'm happy for Matt Rhule,
mm-hmm,
because he's gone places and turn their programs around.
Yes.
You saw him do it at Temple. You see him doing it at Baylor. He has previous NFL experience. He's well-respected in that league.
Yep.
It's not an accident that he was trying to get back into that league. I appreciate how he communicated with his players about the possibility of that happening. He didn't give cliche answers. He didn't downplay it. He didn't say, I'm going to be at Baylor forever. And let's look at what he's inherited. Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Okay, that guy set the league on fire this year. He made it to where they can now continue to possibly build around him. The wild card here is, if I'm him, y'all got to keep Cam.
You got to keep Cam.
He got one more year left on his contract.
I remember that one game in Green Bay when Kyle Allen looked like the next quarterback of the Panthers. It was one game. And then if you watch the previous, the games that followed that, he did not look like
the future.
Well,
I told you, Kyle Allen and Minshew and Ryan Fitzpatrick, these guys got nicknames way too fast. But I'm going to tell you, just think about this. If you're the Panthers, Cam Newton is under contract another football season. You just bring in a new coach.
What's Kyle Allen's nickname?
You got to find a way to keep Cam Newton.
Well, you know who has a quarterback? Ravens. And you know what? It is his 23rd birthday today. Jalen.
Big Trust,
23rd birthday. Just let's take a second and look at some of his greatest hits from this season, because Jalen Rose, this man was unequivocally the MVP of the league, easily the most effective at his position, and he's only 23 years old. Like, are we going to have a Lamar Jackson reign over the NFL?
So let me paint some pictures for you guys.
Hey.
Has been a better passer this season at this age than Peyton Manning. Been a better runner than Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham.
It's crazy.
Just think about that. Those players live in two different worlds. Peyton Manning was the sheriff,
mm-hmm,
right behind center, spraying the football around the field is the memories that we have. That's what Lamar's been doing. And also out there running crazy, spinning, winning. And I'm going to tell you a pivotal point of the season.
What's up?
I'll never forget watching this game. Forgot who they were playing. They got an offensive penalty. And he was so frustrated with his offensive lineman. He slammed the ball. Right? And I was watching like, yeah, this is when it get good. Mm-hmm. I swear I went and made some popcorn and everything.
Yeah.
This is when it gets good. No particular sequence. Next play, boom. It was 3rd and 17. Ran for 15 yards. Ran for the touchdown, next drive through. I'm like, He got it. And so very impressive what he's doing at any age for the guy who was the fifth quarterback taken in the first round. Shout out to Ozzie Newsome.
Well, he is
the greatest GMs to do it.
He's clearly emerging as the, if not one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And there's someone who's sort of falling out of those ranks. That's a gentleman by the name of Tom Brady. After
y'all media types are just so mean.
Wait, you think Tom Brady is the top three quarterback in the NFL right now? Do you think that?
No.
Okay. So there you go.
Neither is Aaron Rodgers.
It's just a fact. Saying Lamar Jackson going this way, Tom Brady going that way. Oh, that's the way it is.
Oh, that's like the Chris Paul commercial.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
As soon as I saw that with him and Steph Curry,
well, he said he wasn't going to retire. Okay. That's unlikely.
Yes.
And he has now been linked via various rumors, some more substantial than others, to these following six teams.
Lions. Come on, Patricia.
The Chargers, the Panthers, the Dolphins, the Saints, and even the Browns, to name a few. Now, again, these are just rumors.
Don't do it.
If Tom Brady calls your phone, he's like, hey, listen, you know, I went to Michigan. Wolverine to Wolverine. What do you think I should do? What would you advise Tom Brady to do next season?
Don't do it. Grass is not always greener. He's 42 years old. He's won 6 championships. He's become the GOAT. He was fortunate enough to play for a GOAT. Anytime you remove him from that situation, he packs his luggage and he puts his pads and his helmet into another locker room, it is not going to be the same.
The Raiders are involved. He could be linked up with McDaniels as a head coach and quarterback duo.
Showing my age here.
They could play Belichick.
I remember this happened with Joe Montana and he went to KC.
Mm-hmm.
I also remember it working with Peyton Manning when he went to Denver.
Peyton Manning didn't exactly play great for Denver, but the defense did. Yeah, but the defense did. Yeah.
Thank you. I just think that he's had an amazing Hall of Fame career, and I don't want people to now feel like he got exposed in any way, shape, or form because he's not able to duplicate the excellence that he's already put on tape all of these years.
Well, you mentioned him earlier, my man Gardner Minshew. Now, one of the reasons that he was celebrated this year is because he played well. No one knew who he was. And he also had a big personality.
He had a mustache.
There
you go.
And he wore cool clothes. And now, let's just take a look at what his offseason plans are.
Hello, Gardner Minshew here. After a long rookie year, I've decided to take a step back, recenter myself the only way I know how. Hopping in my brand new RV and touring this great country. So if you're anywhere between Jacksonville and LA, I want to hear from you. Places to see, anything for free, food to eat, people to meet. Hopefully I see y'all out there on the road. But until then, keep it rolling.
Jalen, I have a couple thoughts. Number one, the jorts, the jean shorts. That's just too much. And number two, were his eyes open? We got to check him for some medicinal. His eyes weren't even open.
Maybe that's a failed test.
His eyes weren't even open.
Maybe. So I like that he has a big personality.
Mm-hmm.
But just like we're going to give my mom all of the credit for my name, let's make sure we give his dad all of the credit for his name. He's a second and there isn't a first. Like that's classic
it's true. It's true.
So that's where it started. With his old dude. Okay.
Yeah. So have you seen his dad watching the games?
No.
Oh, it's great. Oh, intense.
Oh, really?
Sleeveless in the cold.
Yeah.
Intense. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to see him and Pat McAfee on that RV.
Yeah, they're about to be. Pat McAfee saw that video. It's like, anywhere you need, bro. I'll meet you anywhere you need to go. I got you. Moving on. It's time for Soft Move for Boss Move. International superstar, an extremely rich human being.
Thank you, Jacoby.
Cristiano Ronaldo was headed to one of his Serie A games. And just want you to take a look at some of the technology. That's not a tie clip. That is a circa 2010 iPod Shuffle. I had one of these. They were the absolute worst. Soft move or boss move using technology from 2010 when you are an international superstar, multimillionaire.
It's a boss move that he still has it working.
Do you have one of those?
No.
You had to connect it to your laptop, drag and drop songs over, and there was no...
I remember the white iPad.
Yeah, but there was no screen. You could look at the screen, you could see what you were listening to. You don't even know what you're listening to on that thing.
It's just outdated.
It's inconvenient.
But you know what I just told myself the other day?
What's that?
I'm about to get a beeper.
You're about to get a beeper now?
Yeah, I'm about to get a beeper. Because 75%...
I will beep you all day long.
Because 75% of the people that call me, I don't want to talk to them.
I will beep you
all day. So therefore, I can respond to beeps.
What about text messages? Have you heard of text messages?
I don't want those messages.
You don't want text messages?
No. I want voicemails or beeps.
You know what? You send a lot of texts. You don't answer a lot of texts. You know what I mean? Like, you send a lot of text messages. I want you to know that when you get a text message, you can reply to it and exchange information.
Woosah. I've taken time in my life as an adult where there are periods in the day, hours, where I'm not on my phone. I'm not going to be this person all day. I made my mind up. I'm not going to be.
If I hit you
back at 12 about the same thing you hit me at 9, the answer ain't going to change.
I know what those hours are for you when you're asleep. And when you're asleep and when power's on. That's the only time you're not looking at your phone. Jalen, you are very particular about what we discuss and what we don't discuss on this program. So we've made a whole segment just for you to decide. It is called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready?
Woo!
Mr. Rose.
Tang.
Jalen, I've got some bad news for the Pistons. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Gotta hit the brakes.
Well, Blake Griffin, he's seeing some specialists, and he is deciding whether or not he should have season-ending surgery. Jalen, what do you think about this news?
I'm trying to put two and two together. So, Matthew Stafford finished the previous season injured.
Yep.
The Lions now have the number 3 overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
I got to find out if Tua can hoop.
We got to find out if Tua can hoop. That's really what it is.
We got to offer him a chance to be quarterback of the Lions and rehab as a member of the Pistons.
Can you text Laura? Text Laura and find out if Tua can hoop. He doesn't need to be great. Pistons aren't making the playoffs. You know that, right? Okay, we'll talk about it some other time. We have a Markelle Fultz update. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
He had his career high. You know how much I'm rooting for him. The Nets are quietly struggling.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Eastern Conference does not have over 7 All-Stars.
There is something funky happening in the NBA. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Funky? NBA?
Funky.
Hit the brakes.
Let's talk about the Washington Wizards for a second. They keep winning games.
You tricked me.
They keep winning games. And if you look at their offensive efficiency, they're number 6. Defensive efficiency, number 30. How are they winning games with the worst defense in the league?
And also, they did it in this game without Bradley Beal, who missed the previous few games, and Isaiah Thomas as well. I want to give props to Ish Smith, a former Detroit Piston. I've seen him get hot. He's herky-jerky. He's one of the fastest guys in the league with the ball. And all of a sudden, he got hot. And the Celtics couldn't slow him down. And it was a Wizards team that's played really good offense, as you noted, all season. The defense has been something to be desired. This is a bad loss by the Celtics.
Jalen, I don't think the Warriors are going to make 6 straight finals. Keep moving and hit the brakes.
No. We're gonna keep it moving.
All right, we'll keep moving.
Shout out to the Kings.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Browns are interviewing a head coaching candidate. Oh, you want to hit the brakes on this one?
I do.
They'll be interviewing Jim Schwartz, someone you're familiar with.
Whoa, the former Lions coach?
The former Lions coach.
I'm not mad at him.
How many playoff games did they win with the Lions?
None.
Oh, okay.
He did go to Buffalo and celebrate the one time they played against the Lions. It's just always funny when I watch his teams play against the Cowboys, and it's like two defensive coordinators going at it. And they both used to be coaches of the Lions. And I look back at the track record of my team, I'm like, wait a minute. Much.
Someone did something evil in Walmart. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Walmart? Hit the brakes.
So at a Walmart in Pennsylvania, someone brought bed bugs in there into the changing room and released them around Walmart.
Why would you do this?
Because the Eagles didn't make the playoffs.
That's a great point. It was that Aguilar guy. It was Aguilar.
That's what it is. Steelers didn't make it either.
That's what it is.
Oh, got it.
Moving on, fans. Antonio Brown released a rap song. We got to keep moving. Anything with Antonio Brown, I'm just going to say, just keep moving on, Antonio Brown.
We keep it moving.
Finally, a Drake and Future song leaked.
Hit the breaks.
There's a new song that leaked online. Now, whether they did it intentionally or not, it does not matter. They have a new project together, and I loved What a Time to Be Alive. I absolutely loved it. I'm very excited about this. This new collaboration.
I did too.
Between Future and Drake. We have some very big news in the coaching ranks of the National Football League.
I'm still taking my Mike McCarthy victory laps.
Okay. Well, some tells me you didn't pick this one. The Giants have a new head coach, a gentleman by the name of Joe Judge, who was the wide receivers coach for the Patriots and previously before that was involved with the Patriots special teams. Jalen, your reaction to this hire of Joe Judge?
What this sounds like to me is you get on the phone with Josh McDaniels and you realize when he's sitting in the office, he's been a head coach before, mm-hmm. he's gone through this process, he's a seasoned vet. He tells you all of the things that he will and will not stand for. And then he tells you how much it's going to cost. And then you're like, you know what? We're going to get the man next to the man.
we'll get some Josh McDaniels light. Because Joe Judge was actually one of the coaches that committed to going to the Colts with McDaniels, but then turned around and went back to the New England Patriots. But one thing that just comes to mind here is, Jalen, what was the strength of the Patriots offense, the wide receiver play?
No.
Was that the strength of the Patriots? Now, a lot of that has to do with the talent at the position, but that was one of the things that we talked about all season long were how the wide receivers were dropping the ball, not getting open, and miscommunicating.
Yes, I've been talking all year about how they should get Harry involved. He didn't get involved until late. Mm-mm. And then I'm watching DK Metcalf, who was the ninth receiver taken in the draft, and all we're saying is the Patriots don't have weapons.
They got a guy named Jacoby that can't catch.
But, however, let me say something about Mr. Judge. He's been around some winning.
Mm-hmm.
He's been around some greatness.
Mm-hmm.
At Alabama, championships 2009 and 2011. Patriots, championships 14, 16, and 2018.
Yep.
So I don't want to dismiss the rings that he has and the contributions that he's done, but it is a surprising hire. I'm telling you, as an athlete, this is why I figured the Mike McCarthy thing. I was checking all of the boxes of what I think the team may or may not want and may or may not pay. And that's how I came up with the coach. In this case, I'm telling you, they just didn't want to pay somebody a big time deal. So they found somebody going to pay about an hour.
Well, also they've got, you know, I'm not going to sit here and act like I understand the impact that Joe Judge has had in the Patriots organization, because when you're the special teams coach and the special teams coordinator and then the wide receivers coach, you're not out in front calling plays like an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, or a head coach. But here's what I do know. Got to be a great interview. Very charming. Joe Judge. He's got to be a great interview, man. This guy can really sell in the room, which is important when you're a head coach. Now, this also needs to be mentioned. There's also an offensive coordinator position for the New York Giants. And do you know who they just asked permission to interview from?
Oh,
Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett. Jalen.
Coach.
So you got the wide receivers coach as the head coach and then the head coach as the offensive coordinator potentially.
And the Cowboys offense underachieved this year also.
Sure did.
Didn't it?
Sure did.
So here's what I want to say. I know the Cleveland job is still open so far as the lone vacancy.
Mm-hmm.
Josh McDaniels is from Ohio.
Oh.
Eric Bieniemy worked with John Dorsey, who recently got fired as the GM in Kansas City. It'll be interesting to see if Eric Bieniemy gets a real shot for that job. Because stop me if I'm wrong. Who's the reigning MVP of the NFL?
The reigning MVP of the NFL?
Yeah.
The gentleman that played in Kansas City, Patrick, where my home is?
Who's his offensive coordinator?
Oh, interesting. I'm following what you're dropping here.
I'm just saying. Under Andy Reid, he's getting tutelage as well. I follow Bieniemy since he was a player at Colorado. He deserves a great opportunity, just like I'm seeing with these other
coaches. Well, I'm sure there will be some more head coach news in the NFL, but this is shocking and interesting, and I will reserve judgment on Joe Judge.
All I know is this.
I will reserve judgment. I'm going to reserve judgment.
Can I say this?
I hope.
If Jason Garrett takes the offensive coordinator job at the New York Giants, we might as well move this studio from South Seaport to their facility.
To their facility?
We might as well.
See, when you don't have that star on your helmet, it's just doesn't. It hits different. It hits different.
It's going to
hit different.
It hits different. No, it ain't.
It hits different.
No, it ain't.
Jalen, you played in Toronto, right? So I'm sure you're familiar with the Toronto landmarks. When you first get to town, you just want to familiarize yourself. And Rondae Hollis Jefferson is a new Raptor, so he wanted to see some of the iconic landmarks of Toronto. So he went to the CN Tower.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just take a look at this visit to the CN Tower here. So that's a glass floor.
Nah, dog.
That's a glass floor, Jalen.
Hey, dog.
That's a glass floor. Look at him. Hey, look at him.
Nephew, you know you my guy. Lefty. Don't play those games now. That ain't what we do now. That's a way too high. I could give you a list of people I expect to see that doing that on social media. Gardner Minshew.
Oh, wait. Keep going.
I'm just saying.
Oh, keep going.
That ain't for you, dog. That ain't for you.
So it is standing on the glass floor at the CN Tower Cultural. Is that what you're trying to say?
No question.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Let me tell you what's cultural.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Let me tell you what's cultural. Fearing heights.
Let me tell you something. How many people have fallen to their death through that glass floor?
I ain't gonna be the first.
So how many people do you think have stood on that glass floor?
No.
Millions.
We're not playing that game.
Millions. You got a better chance of winning the lottery than falling through that glass floor. I'm tap dancing on that floor.
We're not playing this game.
I'm breakdancing on that floor. I am breakdancing on that floor. Take me to Toronto. If you take me to Toronto, I will breakdance on that floor. I will handstand on that floor. I'll eat lunch right on that floor.
And I'll be the dude standing next to you like, that's all on him.
That doesn't
if he go down,
me.
I ain't trying to grab his arm or hand because I can't lie.
That
get out there.
That does look scary.
No, dog.
If
that
you had
for you,
to,
dog.
What's your number? This got to be his number.
Nothing.
There's no number.
No.
Oh, so you just got to pay my admission and I'm on that thing. You got to pay my admission on that,
I'm done.
On that thing.
He's sending it to a microphone. Y'all heard
it. Oh, what are you dancing with the Knicks?
Well, they season
over. Oh, we got to get on that. We always say we give the people what they want. So we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV. Over my shoulder, we have the Beastie Boys, right?
Legends.
And every single time.
Mike D is my brother.
You look at them right in the face.
I love them so much.
You look at them right in the face every single time.
I love them so much. You got people on your side that are like family to me.
I'm remixing my side. I looked at it today and there's some things that just, you were the one that asked for the John F. Kennedy picture. And we got a picture of John F. Kennedy on the day that he was murdered.
I wanted that on my side, actually.
But what though? We don't get us other pictures of this man.
No,
he was
that's classic. That's classic.
You can have that one. And the Salvador Dali picture I got is whack. It is just whack.
Is that the GQ guy?
Yeah, that one bothers me.
That's
super whack.
I told you not to put that up there.
No, you didn't.
That's super whack. But you got like some Jalen Love's Immortals on your side.
Yeah.
Pie Father.
I got some notes for your side.
William A. Simmons.
I got some notes for your side.
Let me get his middle initial. What's Bill's middle initial?
Will. Oh. You call him A. Simmons. I'm going to text him right now. I think it's like J.
All you got to do is Google it. You don't have to ask him.
I want to say J. Let's see what he says. It's more fun to see what he says.
He probably sleep. You on the West Coast.
Oh, William John Simmons III.
Okay.
Oh, and then, you know, Ben.
There you go.
You know his son, Ben? His son, Ben, could have been the fourth.
Yeah.
But Bill was like, nah, I ain't doing that. Bill broke the lineage.
William J.
The Podfather broke the lineage.
The Podfather. Shout out to Ringer. Shout out to Reg.
We
got to
talk about, hit the Too Hot, hit the Too Hot for TV. We got Too Hot for TV topic I got to hit you with. We got to talk about the Jane Kennedy picture.
Okay.
I'm not sure that represents what's best for our sisters around the world.
Why is that? She's laying on a hammock in the backyard.
She's a well-known media star from a previous era. But she's groundbreaking for other reasons, too.
Jacoby. First off, let me tell you this. Jane Kennedy is a legend.
Didn't say that wasn't true.
Tommy Edwards, the OG of the program. Can I get an amen?
Of course.
Jane Kennedy is a legend. Not only as an actor, but as a broadcaster
mm-hmm.
in sports
mm-hmm.
as well.
Groundbreaking.
And yes, She did have a Kardashian type video.
Yes, she did.
In her day.
Way before her time.
But if you look at all human beings, none you can look back into their past.
None of us are perfect.
And try to say something questionable that they once said or that they once did. That's not why we're honoring them.
I got something questionable because they're great. I want to ask you about Stevie Wonder.
Legend.
He can see. He can see. He can see.
No, he can see.
What? Numerous people have told stories basically saying that Stevie can see. And then it's probably the greatest trick the devil ever pulled too. Because if you can see and you fake blind, like you are playing chess, not checkers.
So I want to teach people something about artistic greatness.
Okay.
I would say the greatest artist of all time in any genre. Any genre. Oh,
careful now. Careful.
Any genre.
Now.
And at me, IG Interactive, Twitter Interactive, if I'm forgetting somebody. No particular order. No particular order. How many decades have Stevie been doing this? Like six?
I saw him at Uncle Sam's birthday party.
Okay.
Like that was doing a like, year ago.
He'd been doing this like 60 years. Okay? Legend. Play the harmonica, the piano, sing, write.
Writes everything.
Just think about that.
Signature head sway.
60 years. Okay. Motown. He was doing it when he was a teenager. Aretha Franklin. Rest in peace. Probably had 50 plus years in the game. Still was doing Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
She's still singing
at halftime. She did the anthem last year.
She's still singing it.
She's still singing the anthem from last year.
Right. Still singing it.
So it just so happens that your greatest artist of all time pulled from your hometown. Okay. I'm just saying, okay. It's just what happens.
Longevity. Michael Jackson. He's from Gary, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Can't argue with his greatness of all time.
Gangsta Gibbs, also from Gary, Indiana.
No cotton. Scary Gary. I've been there.
I drove past and I was scared.
Yeah.
It's like those, I just remember coming over the highway. Yeah. They have these big smokestacks with the fire coming out the top. It's like
real
Mad Max.
And real fire.
Yeah. It's just like, yo, okay. It's like, that's a, usually smokestacks have smoke coming out of them. And Gary, they got fire for coming out of them too.
So when you have these conversations about artists, and like you said, either I said people from my hometown or I said people that just happen to look like me. Sometimes artists that look like you get omitted.
Oh, so, well, we got to talk about, I bet you've never done this. You ever just sat down and like read Romeo and Juliet or just read Shakespeare?
No.
Wordplay.
No.
Wordplay crazy.
No.
The wordplay got Nas being like, yo, he's nice with the bars.
Let me tell you how I get nice with my wordplay.
I have to read it so slow when I read Shakespeare. So slow. One page is like 15 minutes.
I'm not dissing Shakespeare because I'm an educated man and I appreciate literature.
You said
60 literature.
Years in the game for Stevie. So Shakespeare's been number one. For hundreds of years.
I appreciate things that are written, things that are read. I appreciate the entire consumption of that. However, when you were reading Shakespeare, I was trying to come up with words for Urban Dictionary.
How'd that go?
Great.
Good.
Great.
Good.
Like Jalen.
Good.
It's in there.
That's
shout to my mom, Jeannie.
That's
Rose.
Jeannie's work. Yeah, that's Jeannie's
that's
work.
That's Jeannie's work.
You can't even claim that.
I don't.
You can't even claim that.
I don't. I just popularized it. I got to live up to it. But who are some of your, what artists do you feel like I left off if I'm doing the list of all time great? And let me look at IG and Twitter.
You know, I'm not great. I'm not great at this. You know, we're not good at coming off a list off the top of the dome, but I will say this, just the reason I have Salvador Dali on the wall, and I'm sure you're not that familiar with his work.
I'm not.
Is painter, sculptor, filmmaker, multimedia artist. Like he was just innovative, creative in a way that nobody else was at the time. Now, doesn't mean that his whack picture needs to be on the wall behind me, though. There's a lot of people
that were
like that.
There's a guy from my neighborhood that did all of those things. His name was just T. Stucky.
Oh, okay.
He did it in a different manner.
Rodney Stucky?
No.
Rodney Stucky was putting
T. Stucky was an artist.
Working in Detroit for a while.
Yeah, he was.
He was.
Looking like 50 Cent.
Yeah, just looked like 30 Cent. Like a little smaller version of 50 Cent.
So again, am I leaving off some artists?
Yeah.
So I think Elvis is overrated.
Yeah.
Let me just say that into a microphone. Let me tell you who else I left off. That's all time great that belongs up there with the people I said. Frank Sinatra.
longevity is important.
Frank Sinatra belongs there.
I was in a hotel room. There was all bad movies. I was like, let me just look at this movie about Frank Sinatra hanging out in Palm Springs.
Etta James. I'm just going to blot off, shout out names as they come to my mind.
Of course we can do this. You know, John Lennon, Bob Dylan. You know, those are, I'm going to name my people.
So by the way, the reason why I'm doing this exercise is because now you need to put their pictures up.
I don't like them like that. I'm talking objectively considered. I don't really listen to Bob Dylan. I don't really listen to the Beatles. I think the Beatles are underrated. I'm more of a just Rolling Stones guy, but I don't rep for these people that way. I'm just trying to talk about, you know, people that have decades in the game.
No question.
That have left a mark on pop culture.
Sold a lot of records, sold a lot of tours.
Yeah, you know, and people like that. You know, Martin Scorsese, you know, filmmakers, Alfred Hitchcock, filmmakers. You know, those type of people come to mind.
I like that your creative juices are not flowing.
Actors.
After 9 years, I've been begging
you to bring up the rent
on the side of your district. Oh, I've been begging you.
We got to talk. I'm going to take people behind the curtain. So I'm in here. I'm looking at my wall because Jalen's like getting tea or whatever he's doing. And I'm looking at my wall. I'm like, you know what? That Salvador Dali picture is whack. That John F. Kennedy picture is whack. And then I say, you know, Jalen, I'm going to remix a couple of my pictures. And then Jalen's, well, the person that used to work on the pictures graduated. They're too big. It's like Marcus Spears. Don't care about our studio anymore. Doing bigger and better studios.
Frankel.
So I don't even know. If I hit Frankel about this, he won't hit me back. I know that for sure. And then I was thinking to myself, and I said this to Jalen. I was like, Jalen, I'm going to remix my studio again. What'd you say?
I'm glad after 9 years you care about your side.
Is that a positive comment or a negative comment?
It's positive.
That is a negative comment, Jalen.
I focus Jaylen on right Rose. Now.
Oh, so it's okay.
You focus on right now?
You're focused on right now? So why are you talking about the last 9 years?
Because you didn't care. I remember in L.A.
Let's talk about it.
When we walked into the studio for the first time and you saw half of your pictures, you didn't like them.
Okay. Okay, first of all, dog, you know what? Sometimes you just recreate history.
All right,
you know what I mean? Sometimes you just straight up recreate history. You recreate history, like, your own version. You know, the Pop Out does this too. Whatever delusions you need to live, I'm not even going to tear those walls down. Whatever delusions you need, Jalen, whatever delusions you need, go ahead and live that experience. Live that experience. Because I've got an alternate lineage of the events as they occurred. And something tells me the mind's a little more closer to the objective reality that we all share than yours.
Okay. I bet when you remix your wall.
I got two pictures I need to switch.
Correct. Like, I bet at least five of those pictures go away.
Some of them need to go away because, like,
okay.
I like the Soul Train one, but I didn't mess with Soul Train like that. And that's like one of my main shots.
So Don Cornelius is one of my idols.
I understand that.
Flat out. He was clean. He was a business owner. He always made sure that people like me looked good on TV, and they were trendsetters. The Soul Train ended up being the scene in Detroit. Nat Morris and R.J.
I'm not saying that's not true. Do the Iceman. I'm not saying it's not true. What I am saying is it just doesn't connect with me and my history the same way it does yours.
It doesn't.
It gotta go.
So we're gonna fight over Larry. Let's just fight over Larry.
No, Larry's on my side.
So if you wanna do that,
Larry's
let's fight
side.
Over Larry.
No, Larry's on my side.
Okay.
You can have the house, you can have the car, you can have the dog. You can't even have full possession of the kids. Full custody. I'm keeping Larry.
Rest in peace to Mike Ham, my best friend in high school. And sometimes you do things to me like this that Mike Ham used to do to me. That's so funny. It's like, we went to high school. I wanted number 32.
Like, Magic.
Magic. I got
Urban Magic Johnson.
My
sure.
best friend, like, I'm getting 32, dog. You know
what was he better than you?
Well, we were the same.
Okay.
I can't say I was better than him. We were the same. Like, he worked harder than me. He was more disciplined. And he was stronger. But, it's like a couple of things you and I fight over. We fight over Redman. We fight over Larry Bird. And you know what else I noticed? No Reggie Noble picture.
Not a single Reggie Noble picture. I mean, that's just ridiculous. We used to have one.
How are we doing a show without a picture of Redman?
We own, and you know what? I'm taking out Soul Train and I'm putting in Enter the 36 Chamber. I mean, there is no album in my life. I'm not saying it's the greatest album of all time. We all live our own subjective reality.
You don't have to apologize for that.
I'm saying, like, in my life, there was no album that punched me in the face and changed everything that I thought about music like Enter the 36 Chambers.
No. I remember the first time I heard Protect Your Neck.
Me too. I know exactly where I was.
I was at the hip hop shop, 7 Mile in Detroit. Maurice Malone jeans was depicted in the movie 8 Mile, where Eminem was freestyling. Big Proof used to be up there on the mic. And a friend of mine, rest in peace, Hassan.
Shout out to Hassan.
He had the Wu tape. And it was like, yo. He literally got it from New York, too. So it was like...
We got Protect Your Neck and Method Man were the two that came out first. Protect Your Neck started with that, oh, yeah, again and again. And you remember when it started with that? Because I'm in Western Massachusetts. I'm like, oh, this is already a thing. Because when they put that at the top of, like, someone requesting to hear it, and then, oh, yeah, again and again, I was like, oh, this is... It, like, worked on me. I was like, oh, people, this is hot. I can tell this one's hot. And then you heard it, and it was just over. It was just over.
What name four other albums that you feel like had a major impact on you as well? Any genre?
I'm going to go the Bob Marley box set, which was basically like his entire box set. Dre the Chronic. Enter the 36 Chambers. And then my dad put me on to a really, really interesting Bruce Springsteen album called Nebraska. Really good storytelling. I had to switch it up a little bit.
Now you gotta show your versatility.
And on, they had the Rolling Stone Hot Rocks. Rolling Stones had, like, basically greatest hits.
Mm-hmm.
And that one really, really got me.
So no particular order for me. I like to think of periods in my life. Man, I'm old.
No, you had time to think about this. I had to come 70s. Off the top.
Well, I was listening. I was actually listening to you.
Oh, yeah. The first time in 9 years. Talking about first time in 9 years.
I was listening to you.
First time in 9 years.
So, like, late 70s, it was just like a record. The Message, that video in itself, just rats in the front room, roaches in the back, and a Melly Mel carrying a bat.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if I ever get a chance to carry a bat, I'm going to do it. So, shout to Melly Mel. Early 80s. Eric B. and Rakim Payton full album.
Yeah.
Eric B. is president. Oh, man. LL, I Can't Live Without My Radio. Run DMC, Rock Box.
You know, I didn't even put any Beastie Boys. I'm going to put Paul's Boutique on there. Laces to Ill, Check Your Head, all the Beastie Boys, whole catalog.
BDP, My Philosophy. Public Enemy, Yo, Bubba Rush the Show. I ain't even got out of the 80s yet, huh? This is when we had groups. 90s, EPMD, every album. Love them.
Mm-hmm. You know who I love? Keith Murray.
Keith Murray
was so hot. He was so hot.
You know who was so hot that we need to make sure we give them more flowers? Rest in peace to one of their members. Mobb Deep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was scared when I first heard Strickland's Part 2. I was scared. I'm not a halfway
Mob
crook.
Mob Deep.
I'm a zero-way crook.
Mob Deep.
It's scary. Rocking your face, tap your brain with your nose bone. That's just violent. That's just violent.
That, right.
That's that. Then you find out they're each like 120 pounds. You're like, oh, this would be hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I can probably handle that.
And then Tupac hit. I loved When My Homies Call, that album. I forget what it's called. That was classic. Ever since you was a peewee down, he's with a wooey coochie cool on the fool. You know what? G. Back in the day, Big. I remember I first got to the league. Big had a new album, and Nas and Jay all had albums. And I just got a car. Couldn't tell me nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the league. Remember, 94, all of them was popping.
Ready to Die had such good beats on it. Like, Biggie's great.
That's all I listened to in my car.
One of the best ever do it. But, like, Juicy and what's the song with the reggae chick at the very beginning? The beat on that was, the beat on that is so good.
We're gonna respect.
Keep singing that one. Shout to Chet Hanks. You didn't see that. Oh, you should have seen Tom Hanks' son do a Jamaican accent on Twitter. Oh, it was not a great moment for my people.
Oh no, that's not the sound.
It was not a great moment for my people.
Early 90s. So all of them had Outkast first album. Don't forget Gangstar. Gangstar's first album too.
Well, Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music came out. I had the cassette singles by the register at the record store, and the paper on the outside, the Diamond D remix on the back. I just flipped that thing over, Just flipped it over in my car for like a week, and a week straight. That's it. Just listening to that song.
Ice Cube's America's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
He left NWA. Like, these are seminal.
Yeah. And also, like, if you're listening to this, like, we don't do complete lists.
No,
we don't.
It's off the dome.
And we don't prepare lists either. We don't do complete lists.
You know what? I gotta throw another one just to show my versatility. Michael Jackson, Off the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was a youngster. I was like, yo, that guy's, man.
Yeah. I mean, also, like, you know, Michael Jackson, all of them are good.
I remember when Thriller video came out.
I was scared of it, but I loved it.
Came on. I think it premiered at like 3:30, 4 o'clock. It was like an after school special.
What year is this, like 84?
We running
I remember
home.
Being young, but I was scared of
running
it.
Running home. Like, we got to see Thriller video.
It was long. Like, the extended one is like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, they cut it down for like regular rotation, but the extended Thriller video is longer than it should be. It's like a mini movie, that thing.
And we just have to say the words Nas and Illmatic in the same
sentence. Yeah, sure. Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt. You're never gonna be able to list it.
Right? We just have to say those words out loud.
Sure. Of course.
Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style. Have to just say those words out loud for our sanity.
You know what? We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is listening to the people.
Okay.
So if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave a voicemail. What's the number, Jay?
985-80-JALEN. Make sure you shout out Reg DeLed.
And it's Tuesday. So what do we need?
We need international callers.
No, female voicemails for tomorrow. Female voicemails.
You said Tuesday.
I know, Tuesday. Tuesday. We need female voicemails. Ladies, if you call.
Couples.
If you're listening to this, ladies and couples, call right now, 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
James and Jay, what's going on? This is P calling from the H-Town, Spruceton, Texas, man. I know we discuss poop a lot on the show. I just want to say first and foremost, I want to know how y'all feel about this. When you poop and you go in the shower afterwards, just getting in after you do drop a deuce, just getting in and cleaning yourself. Cause personally, I feel like if you don't, anything other than just sitting on the toilet, wiping, cleaning yourself up and then getting in the shower is a soft move and it's just disgusting and like disgusting. And like Jalen said, you should be arrested. Let me know, man. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for what you do.
Jalen, you love talking about poop on the show.
I love talking about anything.
I know you love talking about poop on the show. So this is a good piece from H-Town's hitting.
So you live, throwing me the lob. Okay, cool. First off, I'm a grown man. Can't be taking a shower after every time I use the
bathroom. Not every time, but there's certain situations where I'm like, this is an emergency.
Well, what if you're at work?
There's certain situations
you
where
know,
I'm
what
like,
if you're at work?
Yeah, of course. I've got a great road record. Yeah. I got a great road record. I'm like one of the NBA teams where it's like, wow, man, they were 30-11 on the road.
So you can ask my wife if you don't believe me. I'm one of the cleanest human beings ever. I take at least two or three steam showers.
No, but
every
there's
day.
People that have real like OCD, like hyperallergenic, like don't shake your hand type of people. Those
well,
are
not that. Well,
there.
Let me tell you why I do it. It ain't really about necessarily getting clean per se. Of course, I want to wash up and all that. I use that time as a mental meditation. It's a period when I'm not on the phone. I'm not watching TV. Gives me a chance to think. Give me a chance to pray. Gives me a chance to count all of my blessings. It's a positive space. Gives me a chance to create ideas. Goals, personally, professionally. Strengthen myself emotionally and psychologically. So it's not really just about the act of a shower. It's all a part of it. But I agree with you. There are times when I'm at home. And I tell you, those moments, I'm taking both legs out.
Stop.
I'm taking both legs out.
You know,
if you haven't tried it.
You gave me this tip a long time ago, not this legs out. I can't rock with that. That's insane. That's, you're overdoing it. That's too much. But you gave me this tip a long time ago. You're like, you know what I use? You do a lot in the shower. How long are we in there for? Cause you told me you're like, I use that as my time to stretch. That's my stretch.
I stretch.
Time. And you know, every time I'm in the shower, I wash my legs, right? And we had a topic on the show. Some people were talking about not washing their legs. And every time I wash my legs, I think to myself, like, Reggie doesn't do this. And listen, I know you guys can get
on me. How do you avoid it?
You can get on me for not washing my legs, for not washing after basketball. I understand. Like, listen, you know, we're all very open and honest on this program. But every time, especially after yoga, you know what I mean? I'm washing my legs. I'm just like, I can't believe Reggie doesn't do this.
It's virtually impossible for your leg not to get washed and wet.
40% of your body?
Hey, it's like you got to try to do it. It's almost like when Sid the Entertainer was talking about he had on his fly outfit and he went to a barbecue and he had to eat it like this so it wouldn't spill on him. That's what Red basically do when he take a shower. He just had to move his legs out the way.
Appreciate the call, P. Ladies, don't forget to call 95-80-JALEN. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. Got the